What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open again, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to a phone call. Alex in Florida. Aloha, what is on your mind today?
Hey, Michael, I was calling to see if there's any proof that Kennedy said that he wanted to dismantle the CIA. Do you know if that was documented anywhere?
Yeah, well, he basically wrote an executive order calling for the transfer of covert military operations from CIA back to the Pentagon. But it was never implemented due to a bureaucratic resistance. And apparently, following the Bay of Pigs, Kennedy was overheard by several people saying that he wanted to smash the CIA into 1,000 pieces and cast it into the wind. Because he felt they'd lied to him. They'd lied to him. They'd set him up. They tried to force his hand. And that wasn't something that Kennedy or any president is going to be comfortable with.
That's right. I know that he also, there's rumors that he said that there are people in this country that want every man, woman, and child to be enslaved. Did you hear that? Have you ever heard that?
That one doesn't ring a bell. I know he was talking, there's this famous speech about secret societies and so forth. It's been a long time. I may not remember everything that I heard Kennedy say. After all, I was actually a little kid back then.
Yeah.
Anything else, Alex?
That's it. So you're saying that he wanted to, they believe that he wanted to dismantle the CIA via like an executive order to transfer some type of what from the CIA to back to the Pentagon. What was that?
Yeah, basically he wanted to transfer authority over covert military interventions from the CIA back to the Pentagon. Certainly the Pentagon would have liked that. The CIA was absolutely opposed because covert intervention is all the CIA knows how to do. They're not really very good at waging outright open field war.
That's right. Now, you asked me if there was something else, and I remember something. You have a caller every now and again, and I think it's more than one caller. They'll call and they'll say that Bernie Sanders is a socialist. And I just want to let those callers know that that's right out of Hillary Clinton's playbook. That came from Hillary Clinton. We should all be able to get Medicare. That's socialism we deserve, and I want socialism. We should all be able to get Medicare, and our kids should not have to go into debt hundreds of thousands of dollars to go get an education. The system's rigged for the bankers and the insurance companies, and if it's socialism trying to get rid of that, then we need to be socialists, just like the Germans, just like the Canadians, just like all the industrial countries of the world that provide health care for their citizens.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is many years ago, Vladimir Lenin predicted that when Western capitalism failed, that it would inevitably deteriorate into fascism to preserve the wealth and power of those at the top, and that has indeed happened. Now, I'd like to see this country go back to being a real capitalist society, but if I have to pick between fascism and socialism, yeah, I'm in agreement with you. Let's go socialist.
Yeah, but the thing is, even if right now, if I was to equate what I pay for my health insurance and if I had to equate that into taxes, it's probably more than if our taxes went up and everyone got free health care, and it would be a better health care system. We should be able to organize as a citizen group and say we want to buy Medicare. What's wrong with that?
Well, Medicare, of course, is tangled into retirement age and that whole system. The issue is that Obamacare was not really designed to make medical care more affordable. Except for the people at the very, very bottom. Everybody else is paying far more for it. This GOP attempt at a replacement plan is just more of the same thing. The goal is not good health care, but maximizing profits to corporations who are then, in turn, very generous campaign donors during the election season. The graft and corruption is just totally out of control. All the checks and balances that used to be there to constrain Congress to concerning themselves with what was best for the nation as a whole, they're all gone. And Capitol Hill is just a single giant shopping mall for all the corrupting influences in our country. They just go on up there, wag a checkbook, and get a law that helps their business.
That is correct. It's pathetic. I would rather have socialized medicine before we have Obamacare and insurance companies in the middle of our health care. We don't need them. We don't need them. We need to get rid of them.
Remember last week we had this story. Somebody ran the numbers out in California and said if they adopted a single-payer system there, everybody would be covered, and it would cost a heck of a lot less than Obamacare or the proposed GOP replacement. But again, everything coming out of Washington, D.C. is about finding ways to take more money away from the American people and give it to their corporate masters. The problem with that theory is we, the American people, are pretty much broke and busted. We're having trouble just making our monthly bills. There's nothing left out here to loot and plunder. And that's probably why they're running around in circles trying to figure what else they're going to do now. Well, let's invade another country and steal their money to make our bankers happy. Anyway, Alex, we're going to let you go. We're going to take second here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. And we're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike,
I'm doing...
You talked about Siri before. I was off today, so I decided to have a little fun. I listened to some talk shows that normally, you know, maybe listen on and off for a few minutes or so. I listened to them today, and I made some calls. One was the Breitbart, and I reminded them that they hadn't covered, that they were refusing to cover the Seth Rich DNC murder, and they were refusing to cover the Alwan case, and by their own former reporter, Lee Stranahan, they stopped them from covering the CrowdStrike scandal, and they actually fired him over it when he assisted in covering it. And then I went to David Webb, who was on the SiriusXM, and I called him about First, told him about the climate business. You know that I supported Trump and that. But I told him what I don't support about Trump was his attack, his attack on Syria, and the fact due to that false flag attack by the terrorists and all that with the poison gas. Before I could go any further, he says, "Look, I'm not going to listen to this tinfoil hat nonsense. We all know." It was, you know, he said it was Assad. He said the, it goes along with the intelligence officials. The same intelligence officials are lying their asses off every day now about Trump and all that, about the Russia thing. And he says, I'm not going to entertain this tinfoil hat stuff. So what I would suggest is all patriots, call all these talk shows, not only the two I mentioned, and it was another one too, Laura Ingraham today. She's normally fairly good. She said that she was talking about the interview that Megyn Kelly had with Putin, and she said that I couldn't get through to her, by the way. The call screener wouldn't let me through. I should have lied to the call screener. I probably could have gotten through. But she said the fact of the matter is Russia has no free press themselves, and they are and they don't allow women to be reporters and all that. And I called to make it clear there was an out-and-out either lie or she says no, she's talking about because... RT is one of the finest, to me, one of the finest news sites in the world today. You get more information there, way more than our mainstream media. And on top of that, a lot of their reporters are women, a lot of their best reporters, like Maria Finishina, I think her name is, she's hot. She's just as hot as Megyn Kelly, I think hotter, but she's got a brain on top of it. And there's others on RT, too. Including the one that always goes and questions at the State Department. I forget her. I can't quite pronounce her name. It's also a Russian name and all that. So, I mean, she's out and out lying about this stuff. And you see the Russian reporters going right to the front line in the Syrian battles and all that. They risk their lives. She says, well, they don't have free press there. So, I mean, it's about time, I think, people start going to these talk shows who who try to make believe they're really off in the media. They're not off in the media. You're off in the media. Alex Jones is off in the media. John B. Wells is off in the media. There's a whole bunch of others. Lionel is off in the media. But these you know, it's about time, I think, that people start challenging these talk shows. They think they're so high and mighty. They think they really, you know, they all think they're so, you know, that they're giving the real so-called conservative message. It's not a conservative message. It's a neocon message, especially when it comes to foreign policy. And the neocons are what I call genetically modified, the GMO version of politics. They're like combined Nazis, communists, fascists, and a bunch of other ists, imperialists, into one philosophy that's dangerous and unfortunately has infiltrated our system very badly, you know?
Yeah, very much. Well, it maybe was there all along. It's just now it's become visible. You know, once they launched with the Project for the New American Century, when you start talking about the United States becoming the world's global superpower and throwing its weight around, it's kind of hard to keep that under wraps. But you're absolutely right. It's time for people to start calling into these shows and saying, you know, this idea that Assad gassed his own people, it didn't make any sense. Okay, Seth Rich, there's no evidence that Seth Rich was robbed. It was a hit. It was an absolute hit. And yeah, we got what we have to do is shatter their confidence. I'm sure a lot of these people are leading very cloistered lives. They don't want to look at the independent media. They want to get up from you know, in the morning, go into the corporate media studios, read the teleprompter, and just convince themselves that they are still in control of the minds of America. And what is needed is an ice bucket challenge to the corporate media, saying, "No, we don't believe you anymore." I would not be surprised to find out that these talking heads on the corporate media are not being shown the latest polls about the loss of public confidence and trust in the corporate media.
Well, what I notice about Breitbart is they've really cleaned house. I mean, they've gotten rid of this. Some of their best people, like I just mentioned, Lee Strand, of course, you know, Bannon is no longer, well, Bannon is in the White House himself and others. And they're using these airheads that have no clue what's really going on. You can tell. They don't even know how to conduct a talk show. And this is what, and this is the people they put on. There's one guy that's pretty good. That's Raheem Hassan. He's an English guy, British guy. And he's very good. But other than that, they've got a bunch of idiots. And they got rid of their best reporter, Lee Stranahan, who's all over YouTube, by the way. Excellent. And you know who he works for now? He works for Russian News. He works for Sputnik. He's got a radio show on Sputnik. And, you know, I mentioned that, too, to Breitbart, and they weren't very happy about that either. I says, you know, he got a better job than working for you. He works for RT.
Well, okay, let's wrap this up here because we're going on for way too long here. But the point is that the people who are afraid of the truth getting on out there are trying to acquire or infiltrate or otherwise co-opt the independent media everywhere that they can. And when you have a large operation like Breitbart, they're basically they're in need of investment capital, and with that investment capital often comes a lot of very covert control. And so the smaller an independent media outlet is, the more likely you're going to be getting unconstrained, unfiltered, uncensored information. And again, a lot of people have pointed out here at Republic Broadcasting, the different hosts have very different points of view, and that's the way it is supposed to be, to present a diversity of opinion so that you can listen to all of the various presenters and decide for yourself what it is that makes sense. That's the way it's supposed to work.
Well, the good thing about Alex Jones is he's got mostly his own products that he sells, and he's able to pretty much fund InfoWars with that. Now, he's not perfect, but he's about as still as can. I know you guys have your disagreements, but he's still about as good as it gets because he will give you the truth. Oh, by the way, that guy David Webb, Q3, says, why don't you go listen to Alex Jones if you want to believe that kind of stuff, you know? So I tried to tell him Alex Jones got probably 10 times the amount of listeners that you got, but I wasn't able to get, you know, by that time he hung up, you know, so.
Okay.
This is the way these people think. They're just arrogant, and they're becoming just like the mainstream media they say they don't want to be like, or they criticize all the time. They become very little difference.
Well, their stardom's getting to their head, but we've seen some of the independent media outlets very obviously being cornered, threatened, bribed. They're trying to buy it all up the way they did the corporate media. There's simply too many of us out here, and that is really why it is falling apart. Anyway, Mark, I got to let you go.
Okay, right.
Let's take Kathy in Massachusetts. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, it's Kathy from Massachusetts, but I'm currently in Missouri, but I say they know me, you know, because I'm from Massachusetts. Bottom line, Medicare. I was I wasn't in the system at all when I was in Boston working, when this white stress fracture, the foot, pounding the pavement, you know, all this work and standing on my feet. So when I couldn't walk home from work one night because I'd been taping it like a marathon runner for a year and a half, it just had to be operated on. I ended up on, you know, I'd never been in this system before, so I was like, oh my God. So I ended up on Medicaid in Massachusetts, which is the safest safety net in the nation. And I was able to see, you know, the guy who did, you know, Nureyev's Achilles rupture to do this testimony re-suture, okay? So I had to be on Medicaid for 2 years before I could transfer that to another state once I was on the disability. And so after the 2 years was up, I couldn't afford to live in Boston, so I said, I got to get out of here. So I went to Dallas, and I was ignorant. I had no idea. None of my good doctors that I had seen, you know, when I had the corporate coverage, none of them had ever taken Medicare, ever. And I was seeing, I went to see someone to help advocate, and they didn't believe me that I couldn't get an appointment on Medicare. They said, no way, maybe Medicaid, but not Medicare. And I said, no, try it. So in Massachusetts, I was able to see the top dog to do my Medicaid, my sesamoid re-suture on Medicaid. And in Dallas, I couldn't find any specialist that would take Medicare. And so this provider didn't believe me, so they picked up the phone, called the doctor's office, and they said, no, sir, we don't take any new patients on Medicare. We're allowing the ones we have already to age out, but we are not accepting any new Medicare patients. So Medicare is not the answer.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're coming up on a commercial break here, and we don't need all the fine details about your medical adventure. But certainly, the complexity of the system is a big problem. That there are all these different programs, and you go over here and you go over there, and it really does need a drastic simplification. But again, one of the reasons it becomes as obfuscated as it is to make it very difficult to find out how much it's really costing you, how much benefit you're actually getting. And there seems to be indications that the medical industrial complex is just as corrupt and avaricious as any of these other large corporate clusters that are surviving by plundering on the people. And, you know, Claire and I have to go through our insurance. There was a gap between my last policy and my start of Medicare, and I had to get a temp policy for that, and it was just all this complexity. And it really should just be a very, very simple system. Simple is better. Simple is lower cost, but also simpler is easy to understand. And apparently the last thing anybody in the medical industrial complex wants is for ordinary people to be able to understand why their money is being taken, why things are so expensive, why the actual medical care is not all that good, why so many of the products we're being told that we have to take are turning out to be dangerous now. So
I share the details simply because if anyone's planning a move, they want to make sure that where they're going, they can find a doctor that will accept Medicare. Because where I am in Missouri, I can locate an endocrinologist that will accept it. If you can even find one in some major cities, you're waiting a year even to see one. So that's part of why I went into the detail, is it does vary state to state significantly. And just to be wise, because I didn't know that. I would never have moved there had I known I wouldn't be able to ascertain care.
All right, well, that's a good warning for everybody. We're going to have to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. We're going to let you go. It's all out of control. It's all fragmented, and it is a mess. It is a mess. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, turning over to the Philippines, which is not getting a lot of coverage in the American corporate media, there is all of a sudden this massive ISIS army that has just come out of nowhere that is causing havoc all over the country. As you know, there was that attack at the Manila casino, which the government of the Philippines is saying was actually a botched robbery. It was not a terror attack. President Duterte is vowing to crack down on the terrorists, and apparently civilians are having to be evacuated from some of the areas where the battles are going on. So is this another regime change to punish Duterte for having a hard line against the drug trade? Because we know how much our CIA loves the drug trade. They think it's great. They think it's wonderful here. All right, let's talk about the economic news. Spain's banks, they're in another crisis. And of course, when you're underneath a private central bank that loans all the currency into circulation at interest, there will always be crisis after crisis after crisis. And all they do to solve the crisis is just create more new money loaned into circulation at interest to try and paper it over and push the crisis down the road. But eventually you get back to that crisis again. Now they're talking that Spain may actually test the European Union's bail-in law. And that is going to rattle a lot of people if that actually happens. Citigroup has agreed to a $97.4 million settlement in a money laundering inquiry. Are there any bankers anywhere who are not up to their neck in all of this corruption? I'd sure like to find one. Very alarming story. This is out of Investment Watch blog, and it's pointing out that we are in a stage of investment in this country where investors are taking huge amounts of risk in exchange for very little potential return. Now, that's not normally not considered a wise investment strategy. You want to minimize your risk and maximize your potential return, but there are no investment opportunities out there that are offering that. So investors, in order to keep trying keep their portfolios going, they are engaging in greater and greater amounts of risk into projects and endeavors that aren't really promising that much potential return. We're certainly seeing that in cases like Uber and their recent very disappointing numbers, the disappointing retail. And above it all, of course, we still have the U.S. government and the corporate media screaming about how the unemployment rate is incredibly low. And we know they are lying about that. And apparently the number of working-age Americans who do not have a job in this country has now topped 100 million. Another story out of Investment Watch blog, over 1,000 stores closed in a single week across the United States. And here's where it gets a little bit more alarming. Story out of SGT Report. Every time the government comes on out and says there are so many jobs being created, they're not actually going on out and finding out who is hiring. The numbers are estimates from what is called the birth-death model. And apparently, according to a research report from Morningside Hill Capital, shows that 93% of the jobs supposedly created since 2008 were birth-death model estimates and didn't actually exist. It was just a number that they wanted to put out there to reassure you everything is all hunky-dory. There's no reason to be concerned. Everything's going to be just fine. Gets back to that idea that we, the American people, are the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth. All right, we're going to grab a real quick phone call here. Antonio in Tucson, what is on your mind?
I just want to promote my channel. It's called Toto the Cameraman, and I want people to subscribe to me and to text me
at 5-0-3-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9-0-9- I mean, that's just kind of tacky, calling into a show and trying to promote your own channel and get people to subscribe and everything. If you want to advertise on RBN, you can advertise on RBN or you can advertise on whatreallyhappened.com. But just trying to get yourself a free plug, that's tacky. That's very tacky. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And last week we mentioned this very strange announcement that had come out in the corporate media on how credit scores were going up for all Americans, and it was a sign the recession was over, the recovery is on, and people can start borrowing again because their credit scores are going up. And I expressed some doubt about that, and I wondered if something else was going on to artificially inflate credit scores. And as it turns out, there is. Apparently, according to another story over at Investment Watch blog, credit firms, as of the 1st of July, are no longer including certain negative elements in your individual credit report. They're just throwing them out, including, apparently, tax liens. And this was done specifically to make everybody's credit score higher in the hope that it will boost the economy by everybody going on out and buying a bunch of stuff. This is just subprime repackage. Because the fact that everybody's credit score has gone up doesn't mean these people are all of a sudden able to repay the loans they're going to take out. Most Americans do not want to borrow anymore. They're trying to get out of debt. what Americans want are high-paying jobs that they can build a life on, build for their future, build for their children, build for their retirement. But we are all held slave to a banking system that can only perpetuate by the creation and imposition of more debt upon the people. It's a pyramid scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme. And they didn't want to use the phrase subprime any longer because we had the subprime mortgages, and that created a disaster in 2008. We've got the subprime auto loans, which are going to trigger another disaster, so they can't use that anymore. Well, how do you fix that? Well, you just have everybody's credit score magically run up to where all of a sudden you must be a good credit risk. No, now is not a good time to be going any further into debt. Because we don't know for certain that we are going to be able to pay those loans off. Too many people are losing higher paying jobs and being forced to take lower paying jobs. Something like a quarter of Americans are struggling just to make their current monthly bills. Adding another bill on top of that is obviously foolish and reckless. But they're desperate to try and get you borrowing again. Use that plastic. I was over at the pharmacy the other day. They've already got all of the 4th of July regalia out there out front. Yes, it's another marketing opportunity, and they've got the bunting and the ties and the hats and the little antlers with stars on them. Nobody's even looking at the stuff. It's not much enthusiasm for Independence Day around here. Story coming out of Government Slaves, Bitcoin versus gold. We've been seeing a lot of people pushing cryptocurrency and, wow, look what Bitcoin did, and it's way up there. And so this is a very common sense article saying that the problem with Bitcoin is it isn't real. It's not tangible. It's a virtual currency, and the only time you actually get something of value from it is when you sell it. And it can be manipulated. It can be messed around with. Bitcoin exchanges have gone out of business. They've been hacked. And this article is basically saying metals, gold and silver, they're real the moment you buy it. The value is there in your hand. It can't be tinkered with by somebody with a computer somewhere else. So again, if you want some kind of wealth preservation, you need to be getting into the metals. Do not get the paper contracts for delivery. The brokers who sell those paper contracts are legally allowed, when the contract comes due, to make the payment to you, not in the promised metal, but in more cash, more ink and paper. And now we're finding out that over the last several years, the Federal Reserve has created something like $19 trillion in instant money to prop Wall Street up. A really good way to get into metals investment is what's called the junk silver. These are the pre-1964 U.S. coins. The nickels have real nickel in them. The dimes and quarters have real silver. It is a recognized unit of value. In case you have to use them when the Federal Reserve note goes the way of the Zimbabwe $100 trillion note. So, apparently Tesla is very angry. AAA is raising premiums on Tesla vehicles by 30% for insurance. Apparently, the owners of the Model S and the Model X cars are filing abnormally high claims. And they're saying that the car is seen as more accident-prone or more dangerous, and therefore the premiums are going to go up. Tesla is very angry because obviously this will impact sales of the Tesla. Now, I really do believe that somewhere down the road, electric vehicles are going to be the norm. If I had the money to buy buying or leasing a new car, I would definitely be looking at a Prius. I've seen the Teslas. I'm very impressed with them on the outside. Obviously, I've not had a chance to drive or evaluate one. Now, over in Great Britain, apparently, they're getting ready. They're still talking about a soft Brexit. And apparently, a Europhile who said that the Brexit vote made him physically sick is being lined up to lead the talks and this apparently Ben Gummer, who campaigned vociferously for Remain, is replacing Brexit Secretary David Davis. Seems like a good way to make sure the talks go nowhere. These days, they're out there. Everything you do is being declared racist. There was this story here that just came on through from Government Slaves, where apparently Cassandra Fairbanks, who's a journalist, had to file a defamation lawsuit against Emma Roller, who writes for the pop culture website Fusion and contributes opinions to the New York Slimes. And apparently, Roller, in a tweet, accused Fairbanks of making a white power hand gesture in a photograph with journalist Mike Cernovich in the White House press briefing room. What did she consider a white power hand gesture? The OK sign. Thumb and finger together, rest of the finger spread. That is now considered a white power gesture. And so she went on now to say, see, they're racist. They're using the white power gesture. There's absolutely no indication that flashing the OK sign has anything to do with race or power. But that's how these people are thinking. No matter what anybody does, oh, it's racist, it's this, it's that. Tear down the Confederate statues. Now, as you know, we're coming up next month on Independence Day. Not a lot of enthusiasm, but traditionally at the Jale Rivero, we fly our Gadsden flag. Well, now, apparently that has been declared as racist. The flags of the American Revolution are one by one being declared racist because in most cases, the people who designed the flags or paid for them owned slaves. Well, I'm sorry. Back then, slavery was legal. A lot of people died to make it illegal. But let us remember that the purpose of the flag had nothing to do with racism. It had everything to do with independence from Great Britain. They're just stretching points any way they can to try and get rid of all the symbols of our nation. First, it was the Confederacy. Now they're going after the American Revolution. I'm waiting for them to go after Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves. And we're already hearing where there are schools where the students are demanding, we demand these statues of all these people be torn down. They're trying to erase our past. They're trying to create a generation with no strong sense of identity, no sense of who they are, what their history is, what their cultural roots are. Because people without a strong sense of identity are easier to control, and that's exactly what we're talking about here. Now, we're still seeing all of this gnashing of teeth and wringing of hands and crying in beers over Donald Trump's pulling the United States out of the Paris Climate Accord. Now, again, bear in mind, the Senate had not ratified it. So it was more symbolic than anything else. And everybody's out there screaming, no, no, we've got to do it. We have all these mayors of cities who are liberals out there saying, well, we're going to abide by the climate accord. We're going to take money away from our people and send it to these other countries. Which I don't think is going to go over very well with their voters. Now, remember, the guy who founded the Weather Channel has been out there all along saying it's a hoax. It is a hoax. I've been saying it was a hoax going all the way back to the 1990s. And right now, one of the big lies about the global warming movement is 99% of climate scientists agree on the threat of human-caused global warming. And when they made up that list, they were basically just grabbing people's names. And a lot of the people whose names are on that list have gone public saying that they were never asked for their permission. A lot of those names aren't even really scientists. They're just clerks who happen to work in the office, and they needed a name to flesh it on out. But as of right now, this is over at fairfaxfreecitizen.com, there are 31,487 U.S. scientists, and I mean real scientists, degrees, track records, publication, peer-reviewed, including two Nobel Prize-winning physicists, 9,000 PhDs, saying it is a hoax. Global warming, human-caused global warming, was a hoax. The human effect on climate is microscopic compared with factors like solar radiation and the shape of the Earth's orbit. And let us not forget the climate gate scandal that came out of the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, where somebody leaked internal emails and the source code to the computer programs used to create the hockey stick. And you can see in the computer code that they simply rigged it. It didn't matter what data they put on in, it would produce this hockey stick. It was very simple. Past a certain year, start adding numbers to the temperature. More and more each year thereafter. It was a blatant fraud. And again, I love Putin's sense of humor about this. They're actually having snow in Moscow right now. They're also having snow up in Quebec, I think. I'll begin to that a little bit. But Putin's out there saying, you know, we could blame the snow in June on Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Agreement. But it's not, they're not going to do that. But winter did stay very, very late this year. There's no question about it. Back in 2000, they were saying snowfalls are a thing of the past. And we've had all these record-setting winters since. Now, the carbon Nazis are trying to recover by rebranding. They don't use global warming that much anymore. They say it's climate change, as if climate didn't always change all by itself. But they're kind of stuck because their entire agenda is to get you to pay a carbon tax. They've demonized carbon. But if the world is cooling, we need more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, not less, to trap more of the sun's heat. And, of course, carbon dioxide really isn't that strong a greenhouse gas. Even NASA's come on out and said it doesn't really behave like a glass pane. In fact, in some ways, it acts as a coolant. Water vapor is the overwhelming majority greenhouse gas in our atmosphere, but you're not going to get people to pay a cloud tax. Methane is 10 times more potent at trapping heat than carbon dioxide, but methane is produced by cows, termites, and deep crust microbes, which are life forms far too intelligent to listen to Al Gore and his nonsense. So if the world is cooling, more CO2 in the air is a good thing, according to what Al Gore has said in his mockumentaries. And maybe that's the reason they're pushing this. They're hoping Al Gore will have a really good box office when his film comes out later this year. All righty, we're going to grab a couple of phone calls. Jerry in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I got a question for you, and you mentioned something about 10 minutes ago about Bitcoin not being tangible, and I agree 100% with that, where I wanted to ask you about 5-ounce silver bars. I just recently purchased 10 of them. I don't know if that's a good investment or not.
Well, I think it is a good investment. We keep getting all these confirmations that the world's financial manipulators are still trying very hard to keep metal prices down to discourage people from closing their savings accounts or emptying their stock portfolios. But at some point, it's going to break loose. The control systems have to break down. They can't keep doing this forever. And at that point, you're going to see the prices start to increase. But again, it is a tangible asset. And as we see more and more of these global financial networks come under attack and ransomware and become very, very unreliable, having something tangible in your hand that you can trade for food or trade for a car, that's a really, really good idea.
Well, one other question I had for you is, what do you think about these breakable, they're about the size of a credit card, and they might hold 28 or 50 grams of gold, and you break off 1-gram increments. What would you think of something like that?
Well, again, you're holding the physical gold, and it is being produced in a form that makes it very easy to have a subunit that people can rely on. So that's a really good idea as well. I mean, anytime you've got a monetary system that's based on a commodity of known recognized value, it's going to be much more stable, much less subject to manipulation than these fairy tale currency notes coming out of places like the Federal Reserve and the ECB.
Okay, well, that's all I wanted to ask you. Thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you very much here, and let's see. Let's start with Lenny in Los Angeles. Lenny, what's on your mind?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I just want to make a few points. I was listening from the beginning of the show till now and couldn't call in before now. But, you know, one point is the guy who called and was talking about IQs. In my opinion, anybody with any level of an IQ can see that people are being put against each other as so-called weapon systems.
I would agree with you.
On the level of race, religion.
Lenny, I'm going to have to ask you to hold for 3 minutes. I will come back to you after the commercial break.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Lenny, and Lenny, you wanted to finish up. And I agree with you. We've always seen governments play divide and conquer. We saw it here in the United States, even back in the 1960s with COINTELPRO, where they were deliberately trying to fan up racial tension between whites and blacks so that they wouldn't unite together in their joint opposition to the war in Vietnam.
Correct. And we see it now happening on a world stage where race, religion, education, and economics are being used to divide the people. But the people all have one thing in common. They're being screwed over by the same banking system. So if you could just figure that out, that would alleviate some of your problems. To the call in Alaska. As for Saudi Arabia accusing Qatar of supporting terrorism, that's a little bit like McDonald's accusing Burger King of causing obesity and diabetes, isn't it?
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Okay, now I want to move on to North Korea and them rejecting the UN sanctions. I'm with North Korea all the way because, and I agree with you, you know, if I give up my weapons like Saddam did, give up like Gaddafi did, and then the only thing that saved Assad was Putin, okay, because Putin saw that they were going to do the same thing. He's like, no, it's not going to happen this time. But as far as North Korea, no, I'm not giving up my weapons. In fact, not only do I reject the sanctions, I want to negotiate a deal. I want to negotiate the same deal you, the UN, has been giving Israel all these years. I think that's a good deal from North Korea.
Oh, that would definitely be a wonderful deal for North Korea or any other country, as a matter of fact, here. But again, I do question Kim Jong-un's fiery rhetoric. I wish he would tone it down a little bit and give South Korea's new president, Moon Jae-in, a chance to reach that hand across the DMZ and say, let's talk about the reunification of the Koreas. That would really be the best course. But ultimately, you're right. Every nation on earth has a right to defend itself against possible invasion by the U.S. and its allies. Because look at the last 17 years. That's what the U.S. is doing. They're going into countries that are unable, ill-equipped to defend themselves, and they're taking them over one after the other after the other after the other.
Yeah, and who was that? Maybe you can help me here. Who was the one? I think it was one of the founding fathers who said, for me to give up my gun leaves me at the mercy of the gentleman who's decided to keep his. So it's just common sense. You know, self-defense is a human right. It's a natural right. It's an animal right. Okay, God gave every creature the ability to fight or flight. Either you stand and fight against what's about to harm you, or you hightail it away and get away from it. So in this case, North Korea can't. But, you know, they're going to do what they have to do. And one more thing. As far as ISIS, I mean, as far as, you know, getting rid of the political correctness and getting rid of a lot of the symbols and stuff, Confederacy and statues and all this, there ain't but one other people who are doing that, and that's ISIS.
All right, well, listen, Lenny, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with Gilad Otzman after these few words.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.